Classifying Information to Become Richer. There are a number of lessons I learned in the military about classifying information that are applicable to business. Lesson number one, facts versus opinions. The key to military intelligence is to know the difference between facts and opinions. The same is true for financial intelligence. One of the reasons so many people think investing is risky is because they do not know the difference between facts and opinions. A few examples of opinions are: when someone says the shares of a company are going to go up, it's an opinion because it is about a future event. When someone says a person's net worth is $1 million, it's an opinion because most valuations are opinions. If a person says he is very successful, this is an opinion because the definition of success is relative. Lesson number two, insane solutions. An insane solution occurs when a person uses information that is an opinion as a fact. In war, this can kill you. In business, it can ruin you. For example, question: why did you buy that house when you knew you couldn't afford it? Answer: I bought it because my broker said it was going to go up in value. I thought that I could buy the house, live in it, and then sell it for a profit, which would solve my money problems. Question: why do you invest in those mutual funds? Answer: because my supervisor told me to. She said it was a good investment. Lesson number three, risky actions. In war, if you didn't verify information and acted on it blindly, you risked death. A risky investor invests based on opinions. Unfortunately, this describes most investors. Since most investors invest for capital gains, their investment decision is based upon opinions about the future. Many investors invest in mutual funds based upon the opinion that the stock market goes up 8 to 10% per year. If the opinion is wrong, they lose. A smart investor knows the difference between facts and opinions. A cash flow investor invests for facts. If possible, a smart investor will invest using both opinion and facts, and invest for both cash flow and capital gains. If you are investing in stocks, mutual funds, real estate, or business, ask yourself if the information you are basing your decision on is fact or opinion. Lesson number four, control over the asset. One important bit of information I want is how much control I have. In the previous chapter on financial IQ number four, leveraging your money, I stated that it was important to invest with control before leverage. If I do not have control, I do not use much leverage. I control my asset value by controlling my rents. My asset value is not based upon a market appraisal, which is an opinion 99% of the time. Lesson number five, what are the rules? Rules and laws are very important types of information. Many people get into trouble simply because they do not know the rules, ignore the rules, or break the rules. Personally, I never liked rules. In Vietnam, I liked them even less. One of the things I hated was that we fought according to one set of rules, and the enemy fought according to another. One rule I found ridiculous in war was the rule that we could not pursue the enemy across borders. The enemy would fight close to the border and then escape across it for safety. There were many times we had to break off a fight because the VC crossed back into Laos. It was my rich dad who changed my attitude towards rules. He said, if you play sports and there is no referee to enforce the rules, the game turns into chaos. If you drive on the highway and police do not enforce the rules, people die. This is why rules are important. Rules can make a person very rich or very poor. This is why information on rules is so important. For people who want to be rich, having good accountants and lawyers is important. Today, there are so many laws, rules, and regulations that it is impossible for any one person to know or understand them all. While hiring an attorney or accountant may seem expensive, the pain and money they can save and make for you can be much greater than the fees you pay them. Remember two things. Rules provide a valuable source of information about how the game of money is played, and without rules, assets decline in value.